Now to Hungary, where the only independent radio news station in the country may soon go silent. Club Radio lost its license in what its owners charge was a government move to muzzle critics. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Budapest.
George Bolgár has been on the air in Hungary for more than 40 years. For the last decade, he's hosted an afternoon drive-time news talk show on Club Radio. It's a privately owned, liberal-leaning radio station based in Budapest. Bolgár's show is one of the most popular in Hungary. The 65-year-old says even back in the communist era, media freedoms slowly improved over time. The climate today, he says, is the worst since then.
That is the really most shocking difference between the communist times and today's times. We are marching backwards.
These days, listeners mostly call in to talk about politics and the wretched economy. All the ratings agencies have cut Hungary's credit rating to junk status, and the currency, the forint, has hit all-time lows. Bolgár says he also hears lots of complaints about Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and his ruling Fidesz party. Bolgár charges that Orbán wants to silence opposition voices.
They didn't want to hear the voices of ordinary people who call in my talk show and say something very critical of the government.
When Club Radio's license came up for renewal recently, the newly established Hungarian Media Authority awarded the frequency to a previously unknown media group. The new owners want to broadcast pop music. Club Radio is appealing the decision, but unless a judge overturns it, the news station will go silent in early February. The media authority says it has no political agenda, that Club Radio simply lost out to a higher bidder in a fair process. But Bolgár and his network supporters see politics trying to silence the only opposition radio station in Hungary.
Can it be otherwise? I don't think it can. That was the definite wish of the media authority, which have only delegates appointed by the ruling party.
Hungarian state TV did not cover a mass protest on New Year's Day against the controversial new constitution Prime Minister Orbán pushed through parliament. Club Radio covered it. More than 100,000 Hungarians had taken to the streets. This past week, the European Union took Hungary to task and instructed the government to change provisions of the constitution that undermine the independence of the judiciary, the central bank, and state data agency. Journalists for state-funded TV and radio have also protested what they say is direct political interference by the government. Zoltán Kovács, Hungary's Minister of Communication, dismisses those allegations.
Well, it's easy to come up with this kind of opinion concerning the media. It's a field where these kind of emotional approaches can be easily made. The freedom of press is a sacrosanct issue in this country.
But the EU isn't so sure. This week, EU watchdogs noted that the Hungarian government has taken away the licenses of several stations, including Club Radio affiliates. They again voiced concern about basic media freedom here. Club Radio's George Bolgár, meantime, vows to fight to stay on the air and to keep speaking out.
What I feel and sense now is a looming darkness descending upon us. And one wants to shout, lights, lights, please, and the lights don't come.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Budapest.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.